Assembly Public Forum. I'd like to read for you an article that came out in our newspaper yesterday. Bubble police will be waiting and watching when social activist groups meet together under the Ontario Common Front umbrella this weekend. Police Chief Tanner told his fellow Belleville Police Services board members that he and his staff have been long aware that 80 groups from across the province are coming, namely with a bad reputation, like the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. The group has been involved with a number of publicly disruptive incidents. My concern is with the safety of the people of Belleville that weekend, Newell said. These are not friendly people. He demanded some reassurances from Police Chief Tanner that the upcoming meeting would not bring turmoil to local residents and that police have been keeping an eye on the situation. We've been long aware of them through a number of sources, Tanner explained. We do have people monitoring that. His own sources have indicated that this very large group of social and political activists will be meeting this weekend to plan events for the upcoming year. And although Tanner says there's no reason to believe that the Belleville residents will be faced with public protests and other confrontations over the weekend, the police chief said the service is flexible enough to address the issue should it arrive. Now, we've come here for the Ontario Common Front. I'm going to bring our first speaker up tonight in a minute. We've come tonight to talk and use words, and if the police have to protect the public of Belleville from words, there's a real problem in our society. Our first speaker tonight is going to be Jason Gannon from our own Tenant Action Group. He's going to come up and talk to us about what we're doing here in Belleville or what we want to do and other things like that. Please welcome Jason.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out here. I think this is a wonderful show that we can demonstrate that we can build a culture of resistance right in our own communities. And it begins simply by building networks like these. And this is the seeds of a future society right here, and I'm very happy to see it. I'd like to speak about our local group here in Belleville, the Tenant Action Group, and our involvement with the Ontario Common Front, and where we see the direction of politics going in the province and globally as well, and just about building the culture of resistance that I alluded to earlier. Now, the Tenant Action Group was formed here in Belleville about a year ago, and we have several concerns on our agenda, and we want to make sure that they're met. The first concern that we try to address is that people do not get wrongfully evicted from their homes. I mean, that is a basic fundamental right that people have. You know, they have the right to be living with a roof over their heads and feel some sort of security about their dwelling. And what we see is that we have a government that is eroding that. They put through the Tenant Protection Act, which might be more accurately called the Eviction Factory Act, because that's exactly what it does, is it builds evictions and it creates crisis situations for people. And the second thing that we are concerned with is ensuring that there are rent controls. It's once again tied in with the rent control legislation and the Tenant Protection Act, and once again there's an attack on the poor, and it's coming from the very same source. It's coming from the Mykeris government and their cronies on Bay Street. Actually, it should be the other way around. I think the Mykeris government are the cronies of industry, but anyhow. And our third concern is just ensuring that governments build affordable housing. And they're doing none of that. There's a consistent pattern of downloading these things onto the provinces and downloading these things from the provinces to the municipalities. And what that does is it creates a climate in which it's impossible for a government to build affordable housing because they simply can't afford it. And well, this is unacceptable. So we decided to form the Tenant Action Group. And rather than focusing on change through the traditional means, we focus on change through direct action. We have a very strong belief that direct action gets the goods, as they say, and we organize around that principle. Now, a lot of people will say, well, didn't the people of Ontario make this choice Didn't the people of Ontario vote the Mike Harris government in? Didn't they vote in the Tories and say, this is what we want? Well, I'm sorry, but no government. There is no government that has a mandate to kick people out on the street and cause them and their children to have no roof over their heads. There is no government that has a mandate to increase gentrification so people can no longer find affordable housing. There is no government that has a mandate to close social housing for the sole purpose of enhancing corporate greed. No government has the mandate to do these things. These are cruel. These are inhumane. These lead to people sleeping on the street and so forth. So these are the kind of issues that we focus on. And there's a reason that we don't focus on these traditional methods of lobbying, protest, you know, meaning getting our voice across through popular activism only and without actually disrupting something. And I think it can be clarified. Back in 1997, there was an article, and it comes to mind. It was an article in the Globe and Mail, and it referred to the Harris Kremlin. And if one looks at the parallels between this government and the government of Stalinist Russia or whatever, I mean, certainly there was a different extreme degree, but there are certain parallels, and one is the absolute refusal of government to listen to its people. Another parallel is the absolute paranoia with which it hunts out its enemies and seeks to destroy their movements. In Stalinist Russia, they called them counter-revolutionaries. I guess in Ontario here, we have a room full of counter common sense revolutionaries, and that's a good thing. Now, so Mike Harris is gone. Doesn't this all change? Well, we believe that no, it doesn't. We look at his potential replacements, Jim Flaherty or Ernie Eves. You know, these names. If Mike Harris can be compared to Stalin, you might be able to compare them to his little Stalinist thugs like Nikolai Ceausescu or Enver Hoxha or something. It's absolutely ridiculous that this is going to bring out some kind of change for Ontario, because ultimately they come from the same agenda. They're attempting to imitate the master dictator at his own game. And unless we build a culture of resistance, we're not going to stop it. Now, there's one important thing to keep in mind. When I draw these connections to Stalinist Russia or whatever, or Eastern Europe, there's something to keep in mind, and that's how people stop these things. There was a movement that went on in Eastern Europe, and it was called Solidarity. And I sincerely believe that the Ontario Common Front, in networking together so many people who genuinely care about the future of this province and the future of our world, will build a new culture of solidarity to get these thugs out of office. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joey, by the way. I'm the local street poet of Belleville. You might have seen me this summer. I'm a member of the Tenant Action Group. We are just one group out of many who formed the Ontario Common Front. One of our sibling groups is Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty, who we've been active and working together with for a while and had a good friendship with. Here to speak tonight about Peterborough Coalition Against Poverty is my good friend Paul Bocking.